All right, we're looking here at the kingdom of God, and we're in the last area of this kingdom teaching called A Time for Miracles. Let's look here at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let's come all the way down here to verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, no anxious thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now we said in the Amplified, or another translation, it says, but seek, aim, and strive after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. So we said, when you're talking about seeking the kingdom, you're talking about seeking God's way of doing things. All right.